Well, first off the bat, what do you think people should know about you? Who are you?
I've lived in this area since 1974 after graduating from CSU, and my claim to fame has been starting up four different local newspapers, working in the advertising sales. I've also managed United Way of Garfield County and Defiance Thrift Store and worked in other retail stores. So I have a vast business background here locally. I've also served on several boards like Advocates Safe House, and recently I have served for the past 10 years chairing the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance. And basically, we've been working with Battlement Mesa residents, helping them with the impacts from drilling. And we've been involved with regulatory matters such as rulemaking with the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission. I've always been a people person, so I get involved with causes here in Garfield County and the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance with our work in oil and gas. That really has been my true occupation for the past 10 years, learning about the oil and gas industry and also regulating it through the COGCC.
Well, this might be related. My next question is, what motivates you to run?
My main motivation to run was when Garfield County decided to fight against new regulations with the oil and gas industry. In fact, they've sided with the industry to the chagrin of Battlement Mesa residences. So I really feel that it's important to represent the people in this oil and gas situation here with the state and make sure that health and safety is put first instead of profits for individual oil and gas companies.
What do you think is currently working in Garfield County?
Well, Garfield County has a lot of great employees. The county, in their budget cuts, are going to eliminate at least 23 positions. And I would rather see the commissioners cut brick-and-mortar projects than the cut staff. Also, what's working in Garfield County is the lawsuit against the quarry in Glenwood Springs. I want to make sure that people in Glenwood know that I would continue that fight even with more fervor to make sure that that quarry does not expand. Also, public health has worked hard to combat COVID, and so I would continue to like to see them work to protect the people's health here in Garfield County. I do live in Rifle, and so I've seen the improvements at the airport, and I think that's been an important economic development project for the county. Should I be elected? I don't see changing the day-to-day process in Garfield County, but I do want to sit down with department heads when I'm elected to determine what the future plans are for their departments, and what are some innovative ideas that they have not been able to practice or promote in their department. So definitely I want to be all ears should I be elected.
Well, that goes into the next question of what would you change? What do you think needs changing?
Well, I completely disagree with Garfield County's position with oil and gas. They are spending millions to promote the industry's fight against new health and safety regulations with the Colorado Oil and Gas rulemaking. In fact, Garfield County promoted just 500-foot setbacks from pads to people's homes. And it looks like the commission may follow what GVCA is promoting, and that's 2,000-foot setbacks. So I'm very disturbed about Garfield County's attitude and special favoritism to the oil and gas industry. Also, looking at land use, Garfield County does not regulate oil and gas. They allow the industry to pretty much do anything without special permits, such as man camps. There's no funds to fix the roads that are damaged by oil and gas. And oil and gas can put evaporation pits in Garfield County with having to go through special permits. So I would end that free ride. Also, Garfield County should be experts in emergency services. My God, we've been having fires consistently for the past, 20, 25 years. And yet, every new fire, it seems like we have to reinvent the wheel in reaction to emergency services, especially when it comes to transportation. I think we need to have a good plan for emergency services. We need to figure out a different route around Glenwood Canyon so that if the canyon closes, it won't separate our workers and their families and where they work when a disaster happens. Also, Garfield County has got to learn to live within their means and not keep dipping into reserves to balance the budget. So I would certainly stop the millions of dollars being spent with lawyer lobbyists to fight against the new regulatory rules that protect health and safety, and divert that money towards perhaps housing or other issues that are important here in Garfield County.
Would you say that you have any top priorities first thing? Is it related to the oil and gas?
Definitely. We have to diversify our economy to replace oil and gas industry jobs that have gone away because of the market crash with oil and gas prices. But it's going to have to be a collective effort. I don't have a magic wand to create new jobs. I think we have to sit down with business leaders and determine what they need as far as employees, what kind of businesses we can attract here in Garfield County that makes sense, and also to help the tourism industry that seems to be the mainstay for our community. Also, housing costs. It's unsustainable having rents at $1,500, $2,000 a month when over 30% of our workers earn $38,000 or less. Garfield County has got to get involved with developing low-income housing, and that includes putting housing where there are jobs and also jobs where there is housing. So, for instance, in Battlement Mesa, there's a lot of available housing, and it's inexpensive compared to Glenwood, but there are no jobs. So people living in Battlement have to commute over 60 miles one way to get to their jobs. It would be better to have jobs there in Battlement Mesa so people wouldn't have to commute and be separated from their families for such a long period of time. But then in Glenwood and Carbondale, you need low-income housing for the jobs that are there. And so our workers can live where they work and not have to commute long distances. So that means, too, that Garfield County's got to invest in RAFTA and mass transit. It only took $200,000 for a county grant to get Parachute's bus system up and running. Why did it take so long when the demand has been there so long? So, again, I think Garfield County's got to look at developing mass transit routes so that we can transport people longer distances, faster and easier in their commutes. And then when it comes to COVID, I was very disappointed that the county put politics in front of the science in responding to the COVID dangers. And they did not put a mask mandate on until the governor ordered it. So I would definitely, should anything occur with COVID in the future or any other future diseases that we might have come through this area, I would put science before politics and listen to the medical experts and not the talking heads on Fox News. We also need diversity on the board. We've got three men who have been there for a long, long time. With 50% of our population being female, 30% being Latino, we need the board to represent the diversity of our people. So that's why I think Beatrice Soto and myself represent that diversity that we haven't had on the board for a decade or more. And then an extension to that is term limits. Garfield County does not have term limits for its county officers. So my opponent wants his fourth term. The two terms are 8 years that most county commissioners serve in. And Beatrice's opponent is going for his seventh term, 28 years total. That means we've got career politicians sitting in the commissioner seats. And so they've grown stale. They haven't had an original idea for years. It's time for term limits so that we can have new blood, new people, new ideas, at least every 8 years in the commissioner's seat.
Well, thank you so much, Leslie Robinson. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners?
I just want to remind people that the ballots are going to be mailed out October 9th. We all know that the post office service has deteriorated because of the White House, and so it may take a while for the ballots to reach our mailbox. It'll be important to fill those out. The county clerk has put receptacles in every town, so you don't have to mail your ballot. You can just drop it in one of those receptacles in your hometown and vote early is what I encourage you to do.
Well, thank you so much.